A barren, dry landscape is not the sort of place you'd expect to find unusually healthy rivers and booming fish populations. But that's exactly what freshwater fish ecologist Adam Carezzi found in the waterways of Central Australia and the Lake Eyre Basin. These are places where tiny glassfish, bony brim, catfish and rainbow fish can travel 300 kilometres upstream to die between desert dunes as water channels quickly dry out after the floods. Adam Carezzi has told the story of these arid rivers and their native fish in his book Desert Fishing Lessons, Adventures in Australia's Rivers. He's speaking with our environment editor, Greg Borschman.
I'd been working in Murray-Darling Basin, and I suppose what it all was making me think was, well, it's really hard to work out, you know, just how stuffed, if you like, the Murray-Darling and those kind of areas are, unless we actually compare it to a place that hasn't got the disruptions, if you like. And so that's why I started looking around for inland river systems in Australia that weren't basically farmed and dammed and pumped and invaded by feral species.
One of your favourite desert rivers is the Mulligan in the Simpson Desert. It's part of the Lake Eyre Basin. What's so special about the Mulligan?
What the Mulligan shows us is how fish actually get by out there. So we had a flood in 2007, and what that meant was that normally dry river joined up with the Georgina River down near Birdsville. And what that meant was that, theoretically, if a fish lived in a big waterhole down near Birdsville, it could, if it wanted to, migrate all the way up into the desert, basically to a really uncertain future in a river that was bound to dry down. And I wasn't really expecting that many of them to do it, but it was amazing because even in 2007 we found 7 species of fish up to 300 kilometres away from the closest permanent water, basically up in the sand dunes, you know. And then as the floods kept coming, you know, we've had bigger floods since, and so we're actually now up to 11 species of fish in the Mulligan, which is pretty much the same as its parent river, the Georgina. So what it tells us is that in inland Australia, in these really fickle, unpredictable systems, the animals are perfectly adapted to basically make hay when the sun shines. So when it floods, they go.
How's it possible? Like, how is it possible for a fish to end up 300 kilometres upstream going against a flood?
I'm not exactly sure about the answer to that one, but I guess they just swim their little hearts out. That's the only explanation. You know, some of these fish are fully grown at 40 or 50 mil. Like, they're only small. So it must just be a complete trigger response, you know. So when the flood comes, the fish move. They're ready to move. I think it just shows us how much we don't know about Australia, really. It shows us that these animals are so cued into the way the place works on that unpredictable level, whereas we're not.
What are the lessons from those outback rivers for water reform in the Murray-Darling?
Hey, yeah, don't go there. Well, look, the big lessons from out there is once you've tampered with it, it's forever going to be compromised. Our priority should really be to contain the problems we've already got. You know, certainly don't suck any more water out of them and maybe try to prevent further problems like, say, introducing fish that aren't meant to be there. I mean, you can go into any pet shop in Australia and there's more or less hundreds of species of things that if they did actually get loose in Australian rivers, they could potentially be very problematic.
Being a fisherman has given you an entree into Australia. What have you learned?
Oh, look, I've been, buggerising around for a long time. You know, I started way back in the Kimberley years ago and then in Western New South Wales and now in Western Queensland. I think it's just taught me an immense amount of respect for the country. You know, I really enjoy working in the, especially in the out-of-the-way places. Sometimes it's really hot and uncomfortable, and sometimes it's really windy, and sometimes, you know, and you get bogged and you break things, and, you know, and you're totally at the mercy of the place. It's not easy. But I've also, the other thing would be the people. I mean, most of the people who are smart enough to make a living in the backcountry, you know, they're pretty cluey. They're really cluey. They're smart enough to work all this stuff out themselves, and they have. And so they actually want to keep, you know, those Western rivers in good nick as well. So with a bit of luck, we're in a really good position going forward out there to make everything okay. So, yeah, the two things together, respect for the environment and respect for the people.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T, that's Adam Carezzi, author of Desert Fishing Lessons, Adventures in Australia's Rivers. Sounds like he's had a few. It's published by UWA Publishing, and he was speaking there with our environment editor, Greg Borschmann.